First-time leader. Foundational tools for inspiring and enabling your new team. Authors, George Bratt and Jillian Davis. Congratulations, it's great to be a leader. Most people become good leaders only after stumbling through new situations, making mistakes, and learning from them. You're going to benefit from several lifetimes of leadership insights, learning from others' mistakes, and positive experiences to cut out a lot of unnecessary stumbling and pain and accelerate your success as a first-time leader. The number one problem first-time leaders face is failing to understand that leading requires entirely different strengths than doing or managing something. Leading is different from managing. Where managing is about organizing, coordinating, and telling, leading is about inspiring and enabling and co-creating. Take charge of your new team. When moving into that first-time leadership role, get a head start. Manage your message and build your team. Get a head start by having a plan and putting an emphasis on jump-starting relationships. Manage your message by making sure what you do matches what you say and what you fundamentally believe. Then apply the components of the Brave Leadership Success Framework to build your team. The Brave Leadership Success Framework. The components of Brave Leadership include behaviors, relationships, attitude, values, and environment. Brave. 1. Behaviors are the actions that make real, lasting impact on others. 2. Relationships are the heart of leadership. If you can't connect, you can't lead. 3. Attitude is often the pivot point for clarifying how the team is going to win. 4. Values are the bedrock of a high-performing team. Get clear on what really matters and why. 5. Environment sets the context for everything else. Know where you're playing. Take charge of your new team. Like many first-time leaders, you'll find yourself on day one with no plan or how to communicate to your new team. You'll spend your first days in your office, writing out plans and strategies. And you will know later that the last place you should have been was behind your desk. Some enlightened organizations have a better process in place. If you are lucky, you'll be associated with an organization that actually puts people in charge of preparing for a leader's transition into a new role. The three-step start. 1. Get a head start. Day one is a critical moment of impact for people joining from outside the company. Preparation breeds confidence, and a little early momentum goes a long way. 2. Manage the message. People read things into everything you say and do, and everything you don't say and don't do. 3. Build the team. No one is going to follow you until you have earned the right to lead. You must converge into the team before you can lead them. Risk management on the way to a new role. Make sure that the job is right for you. Mitigate organization, role, and personal risk by answering the questions outlined in Tool 2.1. We're going to illustrate many of our points with stories. These stories feature people from junior to very senior leaders. Don't get hung up on titles, levels, or specifics that are not directly applicable to your current situation. Instead, focus on the underlying lesson. Business environment. 5 C's situation assessment. As first-time leader, you'll find it helpful to have some frameworks for your thinking. The 5 C's situation assessment is a framework for understanding the business environment by looking at customers, collaborators, capabilities, competitors, and condition. 1. Customers. Customers include the people your organization sells to or serves. Take all of these into account. 2. Collaborators. Collaborators include your suppliers, business allies, and people delivering complementary products and services. 3. Capabilities. Capabilities are those abilities that can help you deliver a differentiated, better product or service to your customers. 4. Competitors. Competitors are those whom your customers could give their money or attention to instead of you. 5. Conditions. Conditions are a catch-all for everything going on in the environment in which you do business. Organizational history. Knowing how your organization started and developed are valuable inputs into understanding its direction. Understand as much as you can about the spark that created the organization, the founders, and the early starters team. Recent results. The third piece of context, in addition to business environment and organizational history, is recent results. An organization that has been performing well and meeting its goals is going to be less open to change than one that has been missing targets. The level of confidence of team members used to winning will be different from those who have had setbacks. The six-step strategic planning process. The following six-step process will allow you to create a complete and robust strategic plan. We are not suggesting that this is the only way to do this, but it's a good way. 1. Set the aspirational destination. Starting with the current reality tends to limit thinking and produce incremental results. Starting with the end in mind encourages bigger ideas. 2. Assess the facts of the current reality and develop future scenarios. The next step is to analyze the current reality. This involves reviewing the 5 C's as well as performing a SWOT analysis. Developing scenarios is an exercise in trying to foresee potential changes in the environment that might impact your strategic choices. The organization cannot choose which scenarios will happen, but it can estimate the probabilities of each scenario's happening. This can help determine the expected results of different strategic options. 3. Identify options to bridge gaps between reality and aspiration. Next, determine what strategic option might create additional value. Be creative. Thinking out of the box so you can come up with a range of options that can potentially address the issues and move the organization forward. 4. Evaluate options under different scenarios. In this step, determine which option creates the most risk-adjusted value over time under different scenarios. Evaluate options and scenarios leading to a range of forecasts based on transparent assumption. At this point, involve key stakeholders to understand and to help improve the components of the valuation and assumption. 5. Develop detailed business plans. With your strategic choices in place, develop a detailed business plan that addresses the strategic, operational, organizational actions that are needed to implement each selected option. 6. Act, measure, adjust, and repeat. To ensure that the team members remain on target to get their aspirational destination, get milestones in place immediately. Track them and manage them as a team on a frequent and regular basis. Have a better idea. Find an unsolved problem. Solve it. Commit to your solution and continually improve it to stay ahead of the inevitable competition. Scott Kernet, About.com founder, said, "In the new world, you're going to have a ton of competitors. You have to be different. If you're copying others, you're always shooting behind the duck. Position better. The pivot point for most startups is making sales. Doing that requires a better idea, but it also needs to be positioned effectively. Of course, ideas are important. They are the first step to any great innovation, but they are not worth anything until someone pulls a dollar out of their pockets. Get to real revenue early on. Right resources. The right resources for your startup depend on your needs. In today's world, there are so many outsourcing opportunities that many companies never need major infrastructure.